That's how. What'd you say?
That's how.
That's how. That's how. We can look at this and say, man, that looks like a nice chair, doesn't it? LifePoint has nice chairs. LifePoint has nice blue chairs. LifePoint has nice, now if I put Timmy in that chair, it might not have held him, would it? Yeah. But we look at that and we say, that looks like a sturdy chair, but how do we know? How do you know that that chair will hold your weight? By doing what Jimmy did. By sitting in it. Trusting it. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Okay. That's salvation. You see, looking at Jesus and thinking that Jesus is a cool teacher and thinking that Jesus was a really great prophet is one thing. That's mental. Trust transfers the mental to the heart when we say, Jesus, I trust you and I want you to be my Savior. That's salvation. Let me close with this story. Sunday school teacher wanted to talk to his kids about salvation, about going to heaven. He had a group of six-year-old kids in his Sunday school class. And so the teacher wanted to find out maybe what the kids knew before he tried to explain to them how to get to heaven. And so the teacher stood before this group of six-year-olds in his classroom. And he says, if I sold my house and my car, had a big garage sale, and gave all of my money to the church, would that get me to heaven? And all the kids says, no, that won't get you to heaven. And the teacher's feeling encouraged. And so he says, if I cleaned the church every day, mowed the yard, and kept everything neat and tidy, would that get me to heaven? And again, the kids in unison says, no, that won't get you to heaven. And so the teacher's feeling really good now. And he says, well, if I was kind to animals and gave candy to all the kids that I come into contact with and I love my wife, would that get me into heaven? And again, all the kids said, no, that won't get you to heaven. And so the teacher stops and he looks at the kids and he says, well, then tell me, class, how can I get to heaven? And all of a sudden, a little boy jumps up in the back of the class and waves his hand, and the teacher calls on him and says, tell me. He says, you got to be dead to go to heaven. That's not necessarily true, although a lot of us are going to get to heaven that way. But the way we get to heaven is not necessarily by death. We get to heaven by Jesus. We get to heaven because of what Jesus did on the cross. We get to heaven because we realize that I'm lost and I'm undone. And I can't fix this problem myself. There's only someone who loved me enough to do that for me is my way to heaven. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word this morning.